X-rays, gamma rays, high energy. Hot stars, heavy stars, high density. Quasars, black holes, supernovae. Powerhouses lighting up the galaxy. Flashing, bursting, pulsing objects we could see if we had X-ray eyes. If we had X-ray eyes. Going up the spectrum, repeat after me. Radio, infrared, visible UV. Keep going all the way, and what do you see? That's X-rays, gamma rays, high energy. An X-ray photon has a high frequency, which means a shorter wavelength than you could ever see. X-rays come from various processes, like a cloud of gas above about a million degrees, or magnetic fields that send electrons swarming like bees, or even neutron stars emit like black bodies. And you get X-rays from stars, stuff that came near to and fell into a black hole's gravitational potential wave. If we flew above the atmosphere and looked out at the sky, and if we could do it eyes, we'd see more flashing and popping than you realize. Objects winking on and off like fireflies. The X-ray sky isn't calm and quiet. It's more like a rocking high energy riot. Yeah. X-rays, gamma rays, high energy. Hot stars, heavy stars, high density. Quasars, black holes, supernovae. Powerhouses lighting up the galaxy. Flashing, bursting, pulsing objects we could see if we had X-ray eyes. If we had X-ray eyes. X-rays can show you the roots of your teeth. Shine them through your body, see the bones underneath. But don't go thinking that we X-ray the stars, 'cause they're billions of miles away, much too far. We collect all the X-rays that they send to the Earth, telling tales of star death, giving hints of starburst. X-ray binary stars. X-ray binary stars. Here's a story of a pair of stars called Cygnus X-1. One's a black hole many times the mass of the sun, with a disk of gas around and it's spiraling in. Sucked from their companion stars, atom or skin, we see the high speed flickering and star stuff flies in. A one-way trip beyond the event horizon. A cosmic lighthouse flashes in space. It's an X-ray pulsar with a regular pace. A neutron star 30 miles around at best, spinning round its axis once a second or less. And way beyond the Milky Way, the active galaxies are the furthest, biggest things our X-ray eyes can see. Point your X-rays back towards the sun's location. You'll notice that along with its slow rotation, you'll see active loops and plasma arcs in a solar dance producing X-ray sparks. The X-ray sun isn't serene and smooth. It's a dynamic and changing high energy groove. High energy groove. X-rays, gamma rays, high energy. Hot stars, heavy stars, high density. Quasars, black holes, supernovae. Powerhouses lighting up the galaxy. Flashing, bursting, pulsing objects we could see if we had X-ray eyes. If we had X-ray eyes.